So they got good old Muslims back in the action this episode.
Yeah. And they know how to use mirrors, and not just for looking at themselves.
Yeah, that guy just went for it, didn't he?
He sensed there was something up and just decided, this is it, I'm going to use this mirror to stab someone in the neck.
He'd been thinking about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
I'm going to smash a mirror, stab a guy in the neck.
Yeah.
And he just did. Like, when Jack said told him to put it down, I thought he was going to put it down in his neck
in
again.
In his neck, yeah.
It's like, just keep slashing.
So they finally off Jonas Hodges in this episode as well, after kind of faking out a bit when he took that pill a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah.
So he's dead.
Yep. that was always going to happen, really, wasn't it?
That was the best explosion in the episode?
Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah.
Jack actually got some action as well.
Still hasn't killed anyone,
action.
Though, for like quite a few episodes.
Season, yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of, like, not disappointed, but, like, they always bring the whole kind of, like, Muslim thing into every episode of 24.
Yeah,
always.
Eventually,
like, it would be nice to have an episode, a season once where there was no kind of religious implementation.
Well, if you think about this season, how, like, where we've come from, the whole, like, Sengala conflict to, like, Muslim terrorism, it's really kind of
sprawling
over all these
they're
different
trying to
types
get
of...
in every single reason for terrorism that exists.
Yeah, I mean, I don't entirely believe them that they planned this all out from beginning to end, because you do feel like it's been written and sort of at some point just sort of like, well, this leads to this, which leads to this, which leads to this. It hasn't sort of become a kind of cohesive whole yet.
No, but it works, though. I kind of like the...
Yeah, there hasn't been any kind of obvious plot holes or anything.
No. I think this is the first season where there's been four tiers of bad guy.
Yeah.
I guess what is kind of interesting is that you do have this, like, weird evil council of people, and you do get the, like, impression that they're manipulating everyone that they can, you know, from the Sengalans to the, to the Muslims, and they're just using every opportunity they can to exploit them for their own gain.
And what's up with the president's daughter? She just goes from being crazy scared
to redeeming.
Horrible, evil, madness queen.
Yeah, and then they made a kind of redeem herself this episode when she decided not to do it, but then Jonas Hodges got killed anyway.
Yeah, but they've done such a good job of making us hate her as a character.
I was going to say, like, when she cancelled the transaction to pay the assassin, I was really disappointed because I was kind of hoping she was going to get stitched up and then found out, like, if not this season, then perhaps in the next, so...
Yeah.
I'm kind of happy that she ended up being, you know,
she might
implicated.
She might still get done. Although I reckon it might turn out that, like, it was just a completely different group of people.
Yeah,
maybe.
I actually wouldn't be surprised. But or the other plot thread will be that they're going to extort her.
Yeah.
Like, for more money than she was going to pay initially, so.
Do we think this this terrorist act in the subway that they seem to be setting up is going to be, like, the final set piece of the show? Or do you reckon they'll kind of do something?
Well, like if you think about past seasons of 24, they don't usually end it on, like, the episode where the action happens. It's usually the episode
before
and then there's, like, a roundup episode or so.
Yeah.
That means the episode after next, some crap has got to go down.
Yeah, in the one before the ending, usually it ends up with a helicopter showing up and like, doing something. And then the final episode's usually kind of, like, Bauer chasing down the final bad guy
and
like, kind of shooting
what
in
happens,
the head.
Well,
what
happens to Jack when...
Well, I was going to say, so in the last episode of this one, Kim's going to come back and save his life.
I guess that'll be it.
Yeah, that'll be the last episode. Or, and finding out he's got a grandchild.
He shoots Tony and then, like, an antidote rolls out of his pocket.
Yeah.
Oh! It's like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, Tony just, like, explodes into a puff of smoke and a coin appears.
Yeah.
And then Jack Bauer picks up the coin.
Yeah.
And then he's healed.
Thus he is saved.
Yeah.
I mean... That Council of Evil, they could easily carry on to the next season. Might be set up for the next season.
Well, either that or they'll just explain it by someone has papers that lists all of the people and then they just run off and...
Yeah, it's
yet another plot point in this season where it's like, here's a list of everyone implicated. Let's go and arrest them all.
They've done this before. Like, if you remember seasons 1 or 2, the Germans, this shadowy board of Germans was implicated in those seasons, and that was never ever resolved.
Well, it seems
either.
Like if that does happen, then maybe that, like, one guy who seems... Do you know when the chick was, like, saying, weigh in?
Yeah.
She was like, well, maybe he's, like, the only guy left, and he...
Well, I think that she, the woman's, like, the moderator of that weird kind of Council of Evil forum.
That weird chat room.
So I think once
she's
they
a
get
webmaster.
Her, they'll get all of the other people.
Yeah, awesome. Something like that.
Yeah.
Then Nina Myers will come back.
Oh god, that's a blast in the past.
I don't
Chase
know.
With his one arm.
Yeah.
I don't know who those people are.
Yeah, we're just saying things that you don't know now.
Oh well, 3 episodes left. I'm looking forward to them, but sad that there's only 3 left. But...
Should we watch all 3 once or do we just...
No, I can't go that long without it.
Good point.
I need my Jack Bauer.
Not without good reason.